You're listening to the Gashly Crumb Tinies. This is CKUW 95.9 FM. Yes, I'm only a man, just into something ancient. Clocking my time is finished, the same as all the
pieces of me. Don't you know nothing comes free? But I don't know, has taken its toll on me. It's all I've seen that can't be wiped clean. It's hard to believe what it's made. Can't shake concern. Seems that every time that I turn, I'm passing out pieces of me. Don't you know nothing comes free? What I don't know has taken its toll on me. It's all
Mac DeMarco, passing out the pieces. That was a deep cut. Not a deep cut. This is an old cut from Salad Days. That album turned 10 this year. Damn.
Happy birthday,
as Frosty the Snowman would say. Before that, Chamber of Reflection, probably one of Mac DeMarco's biggest songs in the TikTok era. We're not going to mark time that way, though, just so you know. Any scientific folks out there, please do not let the institutes of science establish the TikTok era as a marker of time. Anyways, Chamber of Reflection. I've heard that song a lot. Sped up, slowed down, cut up, whatever. Those two songs are probably some of the synthiest stuff out of Mac DeMarco's catalog. I mean, from his biggest songs. But yeah, I don't know. Haven't played that guy on this show in a while. Thought it was a good time to do so. So happy birthday to that album and to every album that's coming out of his in the future. Now, we're going to play some newer music up next, and then some old, and then some new, and then some slightly old. Old is a super relevant term here, and maybe I'm abusing the meaning of that word. A lot of this stuff has come out within the last, 15 years at best. No, we'll say 20. 20 is the limit today on the content in this particular episode of the Gashicrum Tinies. The oldest being Mad Villainy, which turns 20 this year. Technically, turned 20 in March on Stone's Throw record. That's MF Doom with Mad Villain, Mad Lib. Incredible record. Anyways, yeah, we'll get to that later, though. We got a lot of ground to cover before then. We're going to get into some what you could call guitar virtuosity up next. I don't know. Big fan of Margaret Glaspy and her guitar playing and her songwriting, singing, everything she does. It's good stuff. She put out an album last year, I believe, called Echo the Diamond. Sort of a return to earlier sounds that made her blow up, made really big, in my humble, dumb opinion. I like it. I like the return. I mean, it's more of new, but a little bit of the same of the old. I'm going to play two songs off that album called, there's first up, Get Back, and then Echo the Diamond. No, so not Echo the Diamond, that's the name of the album. Turn the Engine is the song after that. Get Back, just to be clear, is absolutely not a Beatles cover. It's pretty far from it. Still great. In any case, if you haven't got the gist of it, we're playing M artists today on the Gashicrum Tinies. It is essentially the halfway point in our 18th season on air here on CKW. So without further ado, here's more M content. Stick around for plenty more like this.
Did it all have me? privilege. You don't know the difference between what you want and what you need. When nothing is enough, it gets tough just to smile. Is try my best. Life hurts my feelings and puts my love to the test. When I'm alone, I cry. At the end of the day, I'm just thankful to get by. All I can do is all that I am. Tapped out yesterday, but I'm back in the ring again. It's okay to cry. We're all in the same boat, just trying to get by. Oh, it's hard to know if and when you're at the end of your own road. It's hardly real. I turn the engine and then my ego takes the wheel. I promise I try.
But my defenses, they feel senseless to be fired. So I kick up the dust, lose a little trust, give up hope, and then realize that I am just back up in my head. Like a needle just passing through. Oh, it's hard to know if and when you're at the end of your own rope, how it's easy to be good to everyone but me.
Come on now, you can be nicer to Margaret Glasby, can't you? In any case, that was Turn the Engine by Margaret Glasby off of Echo the Diamond. Before that, Get Back off the same album. Pretty cool album, came out last year. You should check it out. The next album we're going to play is a little older than that. This came out in 2019. No, so not that long ago, but I believe it's the final release from Mauno. At least, as on their terms, it's the last album they put out before they call it quits. They're doing other things. They just stopped doing what they're doing. That's all I have to say about that. I don't really know. I got into the band a little late, never saw them live, but I've been just absorbing as much as I can of their albums. They're great, great albums. So I'm going to play two off their last release really well. A song called Reeling 2, and then a song called Wouldn't Give. It's going to be about 6 minutes, and I'll be right back on the air talking about Maggie Rogers, so stay tuned. There's still plenty more music to come, but just close your eyes and soak up what's going to happen in the next 6 minutes, because this is some lush, rich musical experience for your ears.
Could have it all.
That was the final track from the final album from Mauno out of Halifax. Big fan of that band. A little bit of a late fan, of course. But hey, maybe you got to see them and it's nice reliving the sounds. And if not, I highly suggest digging into their catalog. It's not huge, but it's expansive and idiosyncratic and other adjectives I'm stealing from Spotify that really accurately describe it. It's just handed to me on a silver platter, a Spotify platter. At least that's the notes I gathered when I was playing for the show. But you are listening to the Gashkrim Tinies right now on CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting live from downtown Winnipeg, University of Winnipeg. Yes. My name's Daniel, flying solo tonight, as I've been doing for this season. It'll be nice. We'll see if Sheldon comes back in the future. Who knows what the future holds, but we'll see what happens. What I do know is coming up is a warm week ahead. I'm going to skip to the weather forecast because these next few songs will go over the middle point in the show. Usually we like to give the weather around 9:30, but it's 9:25 p.m. right now. It is 8 degrees Celsius outside. It's going down to +2 overnight. Tomorrow, high of 10 and cloudy, +2 overnight again. Tuesday, though, a high of 17 degrees and sunny. Going down to 3 overnight. Wednesday is going to be 10 degrees with a 60% chance of showers. Continuing into the evening, going down to +3. Thursday is going to sit at about 11 degrees as a high with a mix of sun and cloud. Going down to -3 overnight. Oof. But that's not, actually, that's not terrible. That's normal. It's April. What do you want? And Friday is going to be a high of 13 and sunny. Going down to +1 overnight. And Saturday, as usual, the optimistic end of the 7-day forecast. It's 20 degrees Celsius, the hottest it will be all week. We're basically at scientific room temperature, I think that's what they say. Room temperature in scientific experiments is usually around 21 degrees, I think. But 20 degrees Celsius, proper temperature. Open your windows, do what you can. Get outside. Yeah, fun, interesting week ahead. I know last week, looking at the forecast, it said something about a chance of flurries this week. But that's gone. It's gone from the forecast. For now, at least. Although, you know, if you've lived here long enough in Winnipeg, you know anything's possible. And we've had blizzards in May. So, I mean, knock on this MDF wood desk. Knocking on wood. Anyhow. Gonna play some brand new music up ahead. Maggie Rogers. Yeah. Wonderful stuff. She's got an album coming out in a month. A month or so. It's going to be called Don't Forget Me, as far as I can tell. So we're going to play that song, the second single released off of that upcoming album. But we're going to start with, I think, oh geez, what order did they come out in? No, I think So Sick of Dreaming was the second single. So the first single was the eponymous track, the titular song, Don't Forget Me. It's a sadder song. So Sick of Dreaming is a little bit more, not angry, but rebellious in a way, and just sort of like a declaration of of change, so to speak. I don't know. I'll let it speak for itself. Enjoy. Here's Maggie Rogers, So Sick of Dreaming. After that, Don't Forget Me. And you're listening to an M episode here on season 18 of the Gash the Crumb Tinies.
Ah, so scary. Still trying to clean up my side of the street. I can't imagine what would happen, 'cause I'm still acting out of habit. Hoping dirty words just don't escape my teeth. Oh, but every time I try, just a little promise that I'll meet in the middle. Always find my way back to my feet. So close the door and change the channel. Give me something I can handle. I could love her or someone that's nice to me. Take my money, wreck my Sundays. Love me till you're next somebody. God could be a family. Says he's got the greenest eyes you've ever seen. But it's crazy all the days she spends just following him to parties. She seems happy, oh, but that's not love to me. Oh, but every time I try, just a little promise that I'll meet in the middle. Always find my way back to my feet. So close the door, change the channel. Give me something I can handle. I could love her or someone who's nice to me. Take my money, wreck my Sundays. Love me till you're next somebody. Oh, and promise me that when it's time to leave. Till you're next somebody. Oh, but promise me that when it's time to leave. Oh, won't you promise me that when it's time to leave. Don't forget me. Don't forget me.
Yeah, damn. Okay, that was Don't Forget Me by Maggie Rogers. Before that, So Sick of Dreaming, also by Maggie, off of her upcoming album Don't Forget Me. And I forgot, it actually comes out on the 12th, so you don't have to wait that long. A nice Friday release, so you can cry and shout and sing and party your way through the weekend. I don't know, I think it's going to be a wonderful full album. I can't wait to hear the whole thing. I was just reading up on it a little bit in the meantime while we were listening to it, and it was recorded apparently at Electric Lady Studios. A lot of albums have been recorded there since the 70s, but I love just pointing out that, I mean, maybe everybody knows this, but it was essentially commissioned by Jimi Hendrix, and with the help of Eddie Kramer, who worked on many of his albums, and an architect named John Starick, they sort of just created the studio. And even though Hendrix really only got to record there for about, what, 10 weeks before he died in 1970, it just quickly became a famous studio. And, like, you know, David Bowie recorded there, Zeppelin, Stevie Wonder. I mean, to much later on, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, U2, John Mayer. So many people have recorded there. But I don't know. There's a richness, a warmth, a loveliness in that particular song there, specifically Don't Forget Me, that just gets in my bones. And I doubt it's just because of the studio. It's probably because Maggie Rogers is a phenomenal songwriter and performer. But it's this wonderful combination of things that just comes together to bring you music that moves you, or moves me at least. And that's what I aim to do on this show, at least if it hasn't been painfully obvious in the last 18 seasons. I'm not just picking songs out of thin air because they line up with the letter of the week. That'd be too damn easy. No, I'm trying to find music more or less painstakingly, or quite joyfully and enjoyably, I should say, that moves me. And I hope to share that with you every time I can find it. With this next artist, that's very much describes how her music hit me in the first place. Madison Cunningham sort of came into my sphere of awareness, if you will, in the last few years. Not that long ago, but she's been blowing up. She's doing incredibly well for herself. I think she just finished a tour in Europe with opening for John Mayer. But she's put out album after album. She's killing it right now. And I want to play a live session that doesn't even sound live. It just sounds perfect. It's actually called Perfect Dark. She recorded it with a group called Flight. They wrote the song, but her part in this particular recording seems like essential, inevitable. And then a new single of hers called Subtitles, which much more aligns with sort of the surreality, but also the surrealism, but the criticism of just a society that sort of becomes a bit more apparent on her last album, most recent album, Revealer? No, not Revealer. Either way, Madison Cunningham she's on the cutting edge. We'll leave it at that. And Subtitles is the name of that newest single of hers. But before we get to that, here is Perfect Dark, performed live at RAK, or just RAK, with Flight. Enjoy.
Red door back for more. Down the stairs she wanders. She sells dizzy spells enough to put me under. Eyes almost closing. Time's almost up. By the low moon bedroom making shadows. In a blackout I'm trapped now, nothing else matters. When I'm moving through a perfect dark. Bed, tears, and
You know, ever since Madison Cunningham released a cover of Hold On by Tom Waits a number of years ago, I've never been able to remove that idea that there's at least a small influence of Tom's music on Madison Cunningham's music. Of course, they're extremely different, especially in their delivery. Like, there's not a lot of people who sing like Tom Waits, and that's not the point. But I think this virtuosity, this complete control, this also mixture of sounds that, like, there's a almost like a slight carnival feel to that last song, but also so far from that. There's so much pop sensibility and guitar virtuosity. I have to stop using that word, but just, I don't know, so much control and melodic exploration in that song. It just, it does funny things to my mind the same way sometimes it does when I listen to Tom Waits. Anyways, maybe you're not hearing that. I'm just going on a tangent. But that was Subtitles by Madison Cunningham. Before that, utterly beautiful. Sort of, I don't know if it's a duet or if there's three voices. I wasn't thinking about it that way, but there are three singers potentially in that song she did with Flyte. That's F-L-Y-T-E, their song, Perfect Dark. Hell of a rendition. Anyways, we're going to end the show with two songs by MF Doom and then technically two songs by Fortet. But this is a riddle, and there are only three songs up next. The first one's Meat Grinder. Happy 20th anniversary to Mad Villainy. Came out 2004 with MF Doom, Mad Lib, and Mad Villain. Meat Grinder is a hell of a song. There's a little bit explicit in there. I mean, what are you going to expect from a song called Meat Grinder? And then Money Folder, a remix by Fortet. Wonderful remix. And then a Fortet song that he did with Martin called Glass Bead Games, aka 8 hours at Fabric Dub. We're not going to play all 8 minutes of it because we're running out of time in the show, and I just want to tell you about a few events coming up this weekend to keep you entertained and to get you out of the house. Monday, tomorrow, D12 is performing with some of its members at the Bulldog Event Center. That's with Obi Trice, Robbie G, Nappy, and Isaac James. Good God. They have a VIP package and everything. Or just go for the show, if that's still on. But hey, that's what the listings tell me. Thursday night, you can also catch New Music Night. It's not on Wednesday anymore. It's not in the Goodwill because... sorry, Goodwill. You're gone. Thursday, New Music Night, Park Alleys. You can check out Elliot Feeling with Sunday Club and Jess Ray, who's not new, but new as Jess Ray, I suppose. Got new music coming out, too, so that's cool. That's a free show, Park Alleys. Friday night, Novalero's playing with Telepathic Butterflies. That sounds kind of like a blast from the past, but hey, cool, because Saturday night also has a blast from the past. Sub-City Dwellers are getting back together for a reunion show of sorts with Paige Drobot, and they're playing at the Park Theater. So we're keeping it Park Theater, Park Alleys. Also, Park Alleys Saturday night, Little Myth is playing with Wanda. One quick shout-out. Friday night also, Spinal Fluid is doing an album release concert, a very metal album release concert at the Daughter with... Nagy and Sporting Man. Spinal Fluid is a metal project put together by an old friend of mine named Seamus. Good on you, Seamus. You did it. You made the album. That's more than a lot of us can say. So check out one or all of those events this week. Highly recommended. Anyways, without further ado, here is Meat Grinder by MF Doom and Company. Enjoy.
Kinda dripping off the meat grinder, heat niner, pimping, stripping, soft, sweet minor. China was a neat sign of trouble with the script digits, double dip, bubble lip, subtlest midget. Borderline schizo, sort of fine tits dough, porter wine, order grind, quarter to nine, let's go. Ever since 10-11, glad she made a brethren. Then it's last down, seven alligator, seven at the gates of heaven, knocking, no answer. Slow dancer, hopeless romancer, dopest flow stanzas. Yes, no, villain, metal face to Destro, guess.
threshold, still incredible in escrow. Just say ho, I'll test the yayo. Wild West style fest, y'all best to lay low. Hey bro, day glow, set the bet, pay dough. Before the cheddar get away, best to get Mako. The worst hated god who perpetrated odd favors, demonstrated in the perforated rod lavers. In all quad flavors, large savers. Still back in the game like Jack LaLanne. Think you know the name, don't rack your brain. On a fast track to half sane, either in a slow beat or that the speed or at the cane. Latter, pain, throwing songs lit in the booth with the best host. Doing bong hits on the roof in the west coast. He's at it again, mad at the pen. Glad that we win a tad fat in a bad hat for men. Grind the cinnamon, Manhattan warmongers. You can find the villain in satin. Gongas, the van screeches, the old man preaches about the gold sand beaches, the cold hand reaches for the old tan Elises.
Thank you.